The Saskatchewan Country Close-Up with Amanda Hagel. Hey, Amanda.
Hey, Cal. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Fabulous.
Excellent.
You bet.
Excellent. Pandemic, all that sort of thing. Everybody's okay in your world?
Yeah, you bet. You know, I said the other day to somebody, I can't believe how fast time's going. I mean, we're just about, you know, towards the end of February, and it's just unbelievable how quickly the weeks are going by. But
it is strange, isn't it? You would think that it would just kind of ground to a halt, but it really hasn't. It hasn't at all.
No, and it shows that, you know, resilience and the spirit of people just wanting to continue to move forward in life. And you know, we're doing our best. We're forging ahead. So, so that's good to see and good to experience.
Words to live by, Amanda. Good job.
You bet.
Congratulations, SCMA Award nomination for Female Artist of the Year. That's pretty cool, hey?
Yes, thank you. Yeah, you know, it's always really nice to be recognized and to have that, you know, that support within the industry in our province. You know, my intention with music is, that's kind of secondary in terms of my motivation. Obviously, I do it because I feel I'm called to do it, and I have the gift and the talent to share with others. So, you know, when you get recognized, it's a little bit of a boost in terms of just that support, and you know, I'm grateful for it and really appreciate it.
You and I were talking about the talent of this province off the air a moment ago, and there's just so much of it, and it just seems to be growing every day.
Yeah, you know, it's really nice to see a lot of younger artists now kind of taking those, you know, those opportunities to step into a, you know, that virtual kind of space and stage and start putting their music out. It's great. And I just, it's such a fun, you know, time, I think, in our history now that we've got so much access to being able to, you know, promote ourselves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really aiding, I think, in this movement of the arts kind of taking hold, and it's great. I love it.
Is the virtual world kind to you? Are you jumping on and doing some things?
Well, you know, I try, but I'm technically challenged, so I do my best. Put out a few little videos here and there, but ultimately, I can't wait to get back to performing again live and just being with people. You know, interactions are so important. And I just, you know, I think we're all missing that really, really as musicians and stuff right now. I'm feeling that in the community for sure.
Yeah, you bet. The SCMA Awards, by the way, April 17th. Speaking of virtual is here, right?
Yeah. Again, we're going to give her a go this year. And I think having some experience last year, it sounds like, you know, the show's going to be even better this year, from what I'm hearing and the things that I'm involved in. So can't wait to see it all come together, and it's going to be great.
Awesome. Now, you're working on a new album through all of this, too. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, it's been a labor of love the last probably year and a half. It was delayed. I was going to release it last year at some point, but just decided to kind of hold off. For obvious reasons. And so, you know, now that we're moving into spring and summer, I've decided, you know, no matter what, I won't be able to release it like I usually do with a concert series, but we'll be able to bring it out online and hopefully do some interesting promotions around it through the virtual world. But I can't wait to share it with everybody. It's a fabulous record, and it's got some beautiful music on it. So can't wait.
Awesome. Where did you record it?
Here in Saskatoon,
mm-hmm.
You know, kind of jump between Nolita Studios and here in Saskatoon and Bart McKay Productions as well.
So
two producers I love working with, and they did a fabulous job. We got great musicians involved this time with the record, as we always do, but this one's even better.
Boy, you might as well get Bart and Jesse working together for you. That's pretty nice. Hey?
Yeah, I'm pretty spoiled living in Saskatoon, I gotta say.
That's right. That's right.
Totally.
So things are always well for you, Amanda. What else is coming up this year that you want to mention? Anything at all?
Well, I'm hoping, you know, fingers crossed through the summer months into the fall that, you know, we can to some capacity start booking some shows, and I'd love to promote the record to whatever degree I can, and start to, you know, once the album comes out, people are going to be, you know, wanting to come and hear it live and participate in it that way. So, you know, we just have to keep our fingers crossed that regulatory elements will be in place for us to be able to do that. So we'll see what happens. I mean, everything's up in the air, but I just go with the flow, life's an adventure, and, you know, we'll see how things roll out.
If there ever was a time to support local music after COVID is done, this would be the time.
Oh, man, no kidding. Hey, and I think people are. People are really looking forward to it. They're going to appreciate it so much more. I know we are going to appreciate it so much more as well. So, you know, there's always a silver lining in all these difficult situations. And, yeah, the arts are going to make a great comeback, and it's going to be fun to get back to being with people again, for
awesome.
Sure.
Awesome. In the meantime, Amanda, how do we get a hold of you on social media? What's the best way for that?
You know, my website is always a great place, so www.amandahagel.com. I've got a new online store that's going to be launched in the next couple of weeks. Lots of new merchandise and things coming out as well. So, yeah, that's a good place to start. And then, you know, lots of announcements coming for the album in the next couple months.
Amanda, always a pleasure. Congratulations on the nomination, and I hope to see you soon.
Thanks, Cal. Appreciate it.
Saskatchewan Country Close-Up with Amanda Hagel.